While many folks, when it comes time to retire, they want to go out quietly and focus on themselves, but Penny Wallen Creel's not one of them. The executive director of the Springfield Area Arts Council wants to make things a bit easier for the person who follows her and to help out the arts in the area. Penny joins us today to talk more about the effort. Now, Penny, 17 years, that's a key figure here, and why don't you talk a little bit more about this fundraising effort and how that fits in?
Well, I've been at the Arts Council on two different sets, so 4 years the first time and then 13 now, so it's 17 years. And I thought, you know, I don't need anything. I don't want anybody giving me anything for retirement, except good wishes, of course. So what could I do? And I thought, let's go for a fundraiser in connection with it so we can reestablish the reserves funding in the Arts Council that has not been there during my recent tenure. And that way, you know, I started to figure what were the very basic essentials for 3 months, like they tell you you should do in your family budget, you know. And I came up, believe it or not, with a figure around $17,000. And I thought, okay, that's it. Let's go for it. Let's see what we can do. And hopefully that people will donate in increments of $17. You know, whether it's $17 or $34 or $170, you know, whatever the amount would be. And that way it can help out the Arts Council, the sustainability of that. And the Arts Council, of course, kind of umbrellas all of the arts. We don't have our own ballet, we don't have our own symphony, we don't have our own art gallery, but we advocate for the arts, and we have a number of programs that assist arts organizations and other social service organizations with arts programming. So we really do give back to the city, and of course, our signature event is First Night Springfield, which is all about a celebration of the arts.
When we talk about arts, and we talk about it quite a bit, One part of it that doesn't always get discussed is money. You need it. You have to have it. And it is always in demand when it comes to arts programs. You need that funding.
Exactly. And it has been more difficult in the past few years. The Springfield Area Arts Council has gotten funding from the city of Springfield, and that has been reduced over the 20-year period from 1993, when I started with the Arts Council, to today. And also from the Illinois Arts Council, the funding is cut. In the schools, the funding is cut. You know, it seems to be the arts kind of get the hit more frequently than some other things do. And, you know, when the Illinois Arts Council gets cut, so do all those organizations down. WUIS has felt that as well. So it is difficult, but, you know, I never cease to be amazed by the Springfield area philanthropy. The people, you know, we don't have the big industries. We don't have those big, huge dollars. But the businesses and the individuals in this area give and give and give, and it just absolutely makes me stand in awe.
We are talking with Penny Wallen Creel. She's executive director of the Springfield Area Arts Council, planning to retire here in a few weeks from now. And we're talking about a fundraising campaign in honor of her 17 years with the Arts Council. She is asking for people to give in increments of $17, whatever you can afford, to help create a bit of a nest egg, a bit of a fund there for the Arts Council going forward, so they have more funds available to do their work. Let's look back at your career a little bit, if we could, and how you got into the arts to begin with.
Well, as a little kid, of course, I took ballet and tap, etc. And I guess I was never quite the disciplined person for ballet. And when my mother found a creative dance for children opportunity, boy, did I thrive. That improvisation idea was all there for me. I could be a tree, I could be a bird, I could be any of those things. So I took creative dance for children, you know, all the way through probably up until I was in junior high. And at that point, I was no longer taking dance as such, but I was doing liturgical dance. And then when I went on to college, I was at the University of California, Berkeley, and I took a modern dance class. And the first day in there, I went, oh my gosh, this is what I did in creative dance for children. I was doing modern dance. I also took folk dance and jazz and all of that. I clogged for a while, you know, and then I went into teaching. And I was a physical education minor, so I ended up teaching dance and physical education for 12 years. And then I went into the convention service business, and I continued to love the arts, you know, all that time. And then when I got, we decided to move back to Springfield, the opportunity came up at the Arts Council, and I went, whoa, this is just right for me. And so my first years were spent with arts education, and there were lots of arts residencies at that time when we brought the artists into the schools for a long period of time, and they worked with most of the classes and then specialized in one grade level or one specific class. And that was wonderful. And so that was the beginning of my career at the Arts Council. And then I moved from there to the Art Association as executive director, and then returned to the Arts Council 4 years later.
Well, you've spent time as both a teacher in schools, mm-hmm. and then in this role, you've worked with students as well. At this point in time, when we're hearing so much about the importance of teaching math and science and these core subjects, where do you see the arts fitting in?
You know what? The arts should be right there with them. You know, it's one of those things that the arts make a well-rounded individual. And the other thing is, the arts touch some of those kids who are not grasped by math and science and, you know, English or history. They get caught into education when they've got an opportunity, if they're playing in the band, if they're doing, you know, they're singing in the choir, if they're doing a visual arts project, you know, or, you know, if they're writing poetry, you know. Hip-hop, and, you know, is one of the things that, you know, that's a way into poetry in our, you know, the program Poetry Out Loud, which is just zooming in popularity across the United States, and which the Arts Council has hosted the regional and state contests for 9 years already. It's just blossoming all over the place. And a lot of that started with the slam poetry and the poetry that goes into hip-hop. But Poetry Out Loud is the recitation of classical and contemporary works. It's not the poetry that the kids write themselves, but they're getting hooked into that because of what they've experienced otherwise. So, you know, oh gosh, the arts really ought to be front and center.
Well, you're going to be retiring soon. Are you still going to be involved with the arts community locally?
Oh, I'm sure I will be. I am definitely stepping back. I do not want to be someone looking over the shoulder of a new executive director. I want to allow them, the he or she who takes that position, to have their own vision, their own things. They'll be working with the board. I'm sure they'll maintain the programs that we have, Artist on the Plaza, our arts education programs, Uptown Friday Night, you know, First Night Springfield. Hopefully we'll do a Mayor's Awards again shortly on my own time. Those kinds of things that will continue. Who knows? A brand new program may, you know, appear, and it'd be very exciting, whatever it might be. I will continue with my involvement with the arts and probably with children. But for the, you know, for a while, I just need to step back and give myself some time. My number one, I'm going to sleep.
Before we let you go, let me once again remind everybody that Penny Wollen Creel, retiring as executive director of the Springfield Area Arts Council, in honor of her 17 years, there's a fundraising effort underway. And Penny, just once again, talk to people about how they can participate.
They can go online to our website, which is springfieldartsco.org, and either go donate through PayPal, or there's also a link to a donation form if you want to do it by check. You could also bring a check or cash and come to the retirement party, which is on Monday, the 18th of August.
Well, Penny, we want to thank you for all your efforts in the arts community here locally in Springfield, and we want to wish you well in your retirement.
And I thank you, and I thank WUIS for its continued support of the arts and covering the arts in Central Illinois. You've done a great job.